Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Last Monday's show on the network, Joe O, Sammy P, will break down everything that you guys saw on Sunday. We'll react to it as well. We've got Monday Night Football. I think I've landed somewhere on this game. We'll get to that coming up in 20 minutes. Miami going up against Pittsburgh. Case of the Mondays. Sure, I think we'll find something to discuss. Jason Lockwood Fora will hang out. Monday morning market moves, both college football and the NFL. Monday moons. We'll check out the room and we'll wrap with our lightning bets. So a lot happening, but elephant in the room. Sammy, I guess you got to address it again. It is our last Monday show with a couple months left in the football season, a lot to react to, but it is kind of strange. Like a lot of these Monday segments, I don't know that we'll be doing them next Monday. We'll get that figured out.
Well, I will not be doing them next Monday. If you want to hang out on Zoom and do them by yourself, I'm taking next Monday off. You won't be able to find me next Monday. Now, next Tuesday, maybe
well,
a different scale.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could still do Case of the Mondays and just record it on a Sunday or something like that. There are a lot of different ways to go about it. But yeah, obviously, we'll talk more about that throughout the week. That is looming, but we've got stuff to react to. All right, let's go Buffalo, New England. Why not? I know there were some big storylines, big picture-wise. Maybe many shows are going to dress off the top, but Buffalo, New England, how can we not? They're down 21-0, and Sam's like, oh, no. I went all in on the Bills again. I went harder this past week than any other week. And I'm thinking, look, it's plus 13.5. Boy, we're getting more than a touchdown with the Bills on those live numbers. They finished off the comeback. People were on the attack during the game. Yeah, people should know better when you're going against Josh Allen. Like, your case on this Buffalo team was front and center yesterday. This is why they are so tough to take down, is because they've got that guy leading the way.
Lots of deleted tweets yesterday from the cowards that come at me on Twitter, which is not any surprise. I got guys, you know, popping off multiple tweets and then delete. Well,
really?
That's how it be sometimes. Oh, man, the DMs, when it's 21-0, people are acting like the game is over. Against a lesser team, maybe. Against Kansas City, who sucks. They suck. We'll talk about that in a second. And they sucked long before their quarterback got hurt, so stop with all that. The Bills are a resilient team. They are going to be very tough to kill, but they're also going to give up a bunch of yards. Like, they are a street ball team right now, and their best player is better than your best player. So if they get some of those guys back on the D-line, which they will, They're going to be a very, very tough team to beat because of what you saw last night. We talk about the first half and how good New England was, but then Buffalo made some adjustments defensively. And Buffalo offensively was not touched in the second half. They did whatever they wanted in the third and fourth quarter, and that's why they're my squad.
They go down 21-0. Like, all right, how do I handle this game? Like, mentally, part of me, I was like, oh, these Bills bets, they're in trouble. Is there a way to get some of this back? Is there a way, live line? What should we do here? Overs. Let's start hitting these overs. Down 21-0. Allen's going to be firing, and you'll probably get some more on the New England side. And, yeah, those hit in spades. 66 points in this game. This one closed at 49. So, yeah, that result was good. You know what other result was good? Play of Henderson. I know he's on the losing side, but we wake up on Monday morning, and we have a new favorite for your offensive rookie of the year. It is the guy that we set 50-1. Take him 50-1. Go get him while you can. And he's had explosive play after explosive play. We saw it again yesterday. Massive performance. The Patriots rushed the ball for 246 yards. So, Sam, if we're going to walk away with a concern, what have we said all along? Boy, if I'm worried about something with Buffalo, it's that rushing defense. They were pretty good for a couple of weeks. But yesterday they give up 246 rushing yards. They give up 4 rushing touchdowns. So, like, the Henderson bet, that's good for everybody that went with us on all of our listeners that went with us on that. But big picture-wise, that comes to the forefront as a concern again in this big win.
You have him 50, you said?
Whew, yes.
What a bet.
Yeah.
What a bet. Another graveyard bet that I did not make that was brought up on the show. Well, by the time you bet it at 40 or 50, it went to 40, and then people from Bet Sweats obviously tailed it. And then by the time I finally mustered up the courage to bet it, it was 30. And then didn't he have a huge game on Thursday night or something like that?
That's what we were talking about. We're like, you got to bet it before tonight's game because Stevenson was out and there was the chance where he could go off. I think he had 3 touchdowns in that game.
We did a video, by the way, for Fox last week where, you know, they're really good into things that click. And they did a Shadur or blank. And the first question was dart. And I said Shadur. And Shorts looks at me and goes, dart's way better. And I'm like, yeah, if he's on the field. Like, did you watch the game yesterday? He has the ability to go out of bounds, and then he runs right into a linebacker, the crown of his helmet. And I'm like, what is wrong with him? Him and Scataboo both are – they're like the kids from Rugrats that used to eat worms. You're just like, what are they doing? They're so dumb.
Yeah. When he was injured with the concussion, missed a couple games, all we hear is, yep, 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 yep. Get out of here with that. And what I'm referencing is, oh, well, we're going to coach him to go out of bounds. He's got to be more careful. We heard the same thing in college, and we were saying it at the time. Oh, yeah, sure, Kafka, you're going to fix that. Something that every coach he's ever had is try to coach him out of, right? And yeah, okay, he's suddenly going to change. He hasn't changed. He's the same guy. You're right. Availability. That's the most important thing in this league. And the problem with Dart is just that. And by the way, his team has now lost 8 games in a row. Woo! Mm. Washington ends their 8-game losing streak. Giants now on an 8-game losing streak. I don't think Kafka is going to be getting that job. We're going to hear a lot about the Giants going hard for a coach. Maybe Marcus Freeman. That's already been out there. But the other massive story, if you're picking 2, Buffalo, New England, Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs go down. It is over. It's all over, finally. They lose 16-13 to the Chargers beginning of the game. You're like, okay, maybe they're going to fight one last time. Nope, they are eliminated from the playoffs. And Patrick Mahomes goes down to a brutal injury. I keep seeing season-ending. No, guys, it is worse than season-ending. This is going to go into next season. If we even see that guy, I don't know what version of Patrick Mahomes you're going to see. So for everyone that was saying this is the end of the dynasty, you might be closer to being correct than you even believed when you spouted that one off.
Yeah, I was at the bar last night sitting next to some doctors. I use air quotes around doctors who are like, oh, he'll be back in 9 months. I'm like, okay, we'll see. You taking bets on that? Because I'd take over nine. And then it was, oh, well, 9 to 12. I'm like, what? You just
well, that's next
nine.
Year. Now you just knocked right. him out for next year. Well,
but we went from 9 to 9 to 12 real quick after uh-huh. one easy counter that it's not going to be nine. Wow, 9 to 12. Brutal. You feel for anybody who gets hurt in any sport. That was awful. But it doesn't put a Band-Aid on the fact that this team has been spiraling for weeks. This mm-hmm. was the third straight must-win game for a team that just never quite put it together. And I think there's always something to be said about those teams that lose a Super Bowl. Things go wrong the next year. It just happens. It's happened to 9 of the last 10 Super Bowl losers. Most of them miss the playoffs. A lot of them just find ways to put, you know, everything together the year they get to the Super Bowl, but then they can't. It's like when a puzzle gets mangled and ripped across and thrown all over the room, and then you got to put it back together. It's not easy. So, you know, that total yesterday got destroyed, 44 to 41. Never had a chance to go over because Kansas City's offense has just been very inefficient. And a lot of the metrics were saying that Mahomes was playing at a high level. Okay, they're 6-8. You can have all your stats and shape them all you want. This is not a good football team, and it hasn't been in a month. It just hasn't.
To your point about the Super Bowl loser, you are right. Now, all trends are not going to fit every single time. But I remember covering the Bears in Miami 2006 season. They make the Super Bowl against the Colts, and in the aftermath of the loss of that game, in 2007, we're talking about Super Bowl losers and what typically happens. It's about to be 2026, man. So, and we're still talking about that exact same thing. So that is something that's been going on for decades upon decades. Very curious. What happens moving forward? What are they going to do for a quarterback? You've got to go into next year assuming you don't have Patrick Mahomes all summer in camp and ready to go in week number one. That's just how you have to assume. And then you look elsewhere in the division. The team taking over, Denver, big win. Big win at home. Say what you want about Bo Nix. Say what you want about the Packers' injuries. I don't care. This starts for me with giving the Denver Broncos all the credit in the world. That team, they feel unbeatable at home. They have not lost this year. They're a perfect 7-0, and Bo Nix was phenomenal. 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. He throws TDs to 4 different guys, accurate all day, perfect 4 for 4 in the red zone. Yes, Parsons, a huge story. That is massive. Same thing with Watson and that injury. But first, this starts with giving credit to Denver. As they were home underdogs, they win once again 12-2 on the season. They're the driver's seat for that one seed in the AFC.
If you would have said the Packers score 26, I would have probably said Green Bay wins the game. Mm-hmm. But Denver's able to get 34. That's a big number for that offense. And they win, obviously, outright as a dog. That number got blasted day of the game, too. This was 2.5 Thursday, Friday. And then we get to 1. Green Bay -1. So sharp money came in all day on Denver. Sharp money comes home. And the Broncos win their 12th game. 12-2. Unbelievable season for the Denver Broncos. I also want to talk quickly. Chicago was very good yesterday. 31-3. They manhandled the Browns, who stink.
Yeah.
I had enough. I had to send a snippet of one of the Bears group threads to Joe. Because I said, I can't do this. Like it was like a therapy session. I'm like, Joe, I'm not crazy, right? Yesterday, the Bears group thread, the one that I sent Joe to, decided that Caleb is finally legit, that Luther Burden, Manungai, and Loveland will be all pros, and that the Bears are going to make a deep playoff run. And I just can't. Like, I just can't get there. How do you watch them beat a team that can't move the ball? And those are your takeaways. It drives me insane. And then it's like, oh, well, you're a hater. Quit hating. No, you're a lunatic. That's the problem.
Yeah, they're riding the wave. How did they feel last Sunday when they lose to the Packers? How did they feel in the first half of last week? And that is immediately wiped out by what's in front of them right now. Take a step back and pay attention to the league.
Look at where Cleveland is right now. Yes, they've got a very good defense. They've got the best pass rusher in the world, but that's all they have right now. They've got a head coach that they're about to fire in a few games. They've got Shedeur Sanders trying to figure it out. I do think he has some upside, and they're learning that. But, I mean, come on. The Bears had to come back and kill them, because if they didn't, it was going to be they're looking ahead. Look, that Packers loss is still impacting them. That team has nothing, nothing. And the Bears did what they were supposed to do. So I want to give them credit, but sometimes you talk to people and they make you want to take that credit away from the Bears. I'm going to give it to the Bears. Swift, couple touchdowns. DJ Moore, nothing last week against Green Bay, two touchdowns. Great performance out of Moore. Bears, Packers next week. Can't wait to talk about it. I told you immediately after that loss to the Packers, I like the Bears when they play the Packers in 2 weeks at Soldier Field, and I'm still there. Can't wait to see the conditions. Oh, yeah, it's going to bring back a lot of memories for some older fans. Bears, Packers next week at Soldier Field. And right now, that is a coin flip for the NFC North. Whatever book you want to take a look at, a few cents here, a few cents there, it's basically a coin flip between Chicago and Green Bay. So the assumption is the winner of Sunday's game is going to end up taking that division. Before this first segment wraps, we've got to hit on Phillip Rivers. We spent so many air miles talking about him last week. What'd you think? Tale of two halves. Seattle doesn't get into the end zone, but they still win the game over the Colts.
It was fun watching him. I don't know. I just didn't really take it all that seriously. There were a couple times when he was just screaming at his offensive line, and I'm like, I love this guy so much. Like, he's so out of shape. That play was probably his fault, but he's like, burr! He's like barking at the O-line. I thought it was very funny, man. I mean, whatever. It is what it is. How many yards did he finish with, by the way? Did he go over 150? That was the prop. 150 and a half.
Under 120.
Yeah, I think that experiment's over.
I don't know. I think they're going to try it again. He moved the ball in the first half. The second half, a very different issue, and that was a tough matchup with Seattle. You're right. He was fun to watch. I kind of forgot how fun he is to watch. Oh, man, it was entertaining. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, we keep things rolling on BetSweats. Monday Night Football on the other side. You've got the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Case of the Mondays in 20 minutes. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. Make sure you're following us on social media. I'm at Joe Ostrowski on Twitter and Instagram. Sam is at SB Shoot over on X. And is it Bet Chicken Dinner on Instagram?
Oh, we're plugging Instagram now. Yeah, Bet Chicken Dinner. I've been a lot more active the last month or so because I was told by somebody at Westwood One my digital footprint wasn't big enough. Whatever that's supposed to mean. Yeah.
Footprint. Well, yeah. We might as well.
I'd love to just tee off on that lineup. Have you heard some of the names?
I don't. Dude, I just don't care. I'm never going to. Okay. I don't care.
All right. Fair enough.
We got all week. If they want to give us all week, that's up to them. Yeah. No, I did mention the Instagram last week, and I was like, oh, I got a bunch of followers. I'm like, oh, I should be promoting this, like promote our own stuff for a little bit and try to increase our digital footprint, our feet print, whatever. I said, they told me protect my feet, right, Gracie? So
yeah,
that's what we're
not
doing.
Not your feed, not your podcast feed, your feet. Yes, protect your feet.
No, they're protecting that, keeping it for themselves after telling us otherwise. All right, let's go to Monday Night Football.
I tried twice. I tried to drag you in twice, and you were the better man. Good for you.
Dude, it's Monday morning, second segment of the week. We got a full freaking week. I don't know. Do you want to do this whole week?
Nope. That's fine. We'll save
it. We can.
Save it.
We can.
Save it.
Unless you want to be taken off the air, do you? Would it be? I'm not saying that sarcastically at all. I kind of, maybe it sounds like you do.
Be a nice start to the holiday. I mean, why delay the inevitable, right?
Yeah.
Let's get right. No, I won't say that either.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. He's really tried, folks. Most people don't even know what you were starting to do. I do.
Well, you can't say that because then you get sued by Michael Buffer. All right, fine. Let's get to Monday Night Football. Can we bet Tua in the cold? Because that's what we have. That's basically the first question you have to answer around this game. Do you trust Tua in the elements? Yes or no?
Kickoff, 16 degrees. The real feels is going to be 9 degrees when they start this game. Can I trust him? I can. I can do anything. I can do a lot of different things. I think it's overblown. Tua, Daniel, and a cold. I do. Tua is 0-5 straight up. Mike McDaniel, he is 0-7 straight up. Here's why I believe that it's overblown. First off, let's go to last week. So what do people consider the cold? You always make fun of people that have trends and, wait, the starting and ending points are really interesting. You're not going all the way back. You don't want to go back. You want to eliminate certain data points. Like, why do you want to eliminate certain data points? Oh, because it makes your stats sound better, right? So let's start at 40 degrees or colder. That's cold. Yeah, that 40 or lower. Dolphins won last week, right? You know what the official kickoff temp was for the Dolphins-Jets game last week?
I'm going to guess it was in the 20s.
It was 41. So our stat of 40 degrees or colder is still alive. That's why that still works. Tua is 0-5. Yes, the Dolphins won that game, but it was 41 degrees, so it doesn't count towards this trend. Let's keep selling it. 0-5 in the cold. Can't win in the cold. That's one reason I think it's overblown. We have an example last week. It was cold. They won. It was a crap opponent, but you still have to bring it up. And when we get to that record, that 0-5 record, I think you need to take a look at those teams, at those matchups, instead of just saying he can't win. He's winless. He sucks. Okay. If you go to in 2022, San Francisco lose to them. They were 13-4 that year. Also in 22, Buffalo. They were 13-3 that year. Also in 22, they played those Bills in the playoffs. A damn good team. 23, they played Kansas City in the playoffs. Part of this sample. Obviously an excellent team. Green Bay in 24. They were 11-6 last year. That's the 0-5, folks. All double-digit win teams. Awesome seasons for those teams. So they all happen to be in very tough spots, and we're not counting last week's win with the Jets. And this time around, it's the Steelers. The Steelers are worse than any of those five opponents that is part of this sample size. Pittsburgh -3 at home, and they don't have TJ Watt. So to answer your question, can we trust Tua in the cold? I think we can. In some of those games, Sam, Buffalo loss, 32-29. The other Buffalo loss, 34-31. They're a lot closer than that 0-5 would suggest.
I don't think TJ Watt is being accounted for enough, at least his absence, what I'm trying to say. Like, the look-ahead number was 3.5, and Watt's out, and now the number's only 3. He's only worth half a point. I think he's worth at least 2. So this feels a little bit bloated, to use a word. I think the number should be closer to 1.5, 2. But this is what you do this late in the season. All right, these teams are both mid. Who's at home? We'll make them 3. Like, that's just – it's bookmaking 101. And then we'll see where the money goes. And clearly there's not enough money on either side to get this off the 3. Now, the favorite's getting expensive. DraftKings -115, FanDuel -118, BetMGM -118, BetOnline -120. So they're juicing the favorite. I take the points. Like, if I had to pick this game tonight and we've got 2.5 hours left to go to decide, I would take 3 at, you know, -105 or even money. That would be my play, at least as of now.
Yeah, I see one domestic book that decided to go to 3.5. They're the only one out there, 3.5. So they're looking for some Dolphins money. Please, can we balance this out a little bit? I agree with you that the only play is Miami here. And people are going to be scared to do that, and I understand. +3. I'm holding off. I'm not jumping right now because, like you mentioned, it's juiced. So we might get to 3.5. What's the public going to do all day as liability is building up going into that game tonight? They're going to be on the Pittsburgh side. They're going to look at Aaron Rodgers and see that he had 284 yards last week against Baltimore on the road and say, oh, yeah, Rodgers is used to this. He's played his entire career, much of his career, in cold weather. Green Bay, New York. He's going to be fine, and maybe he's back. Look at what he did last week. This is a weaker team, Miami. Tua can't play in the cold. McDaniel can't coach in the cold either. He's going to look all freezing with the huge jacket and all that and try to be funny with his halftime interview. There's nobody lining up to take the Dolphins in this spot, and I think there's reason to. This is the Dolphins team. Yes, not the strongest of schedules, but they've won 4 in a row. One of those 4 games was against Buffalo, weaker opponents lately, Washington, New Orleans, New York Jets. But yeah, I agree. This game should probably be closer to a pick 'em, and people are looking with some recency bias. Tomlin does have a great record Monday Night Football, but a lot of that is straight up record. And it's when he had much better teams, much better defenses, probably better quarterbacks than what he has right now. But if you are looking at it, Tomlin Monday Night Football, 22-5 straight up. Since 92, 22-1 straight up at home on Monday night. And that only loss was when they didn't have crowd the COVID season. So there's more reason that people are going to jump on. Like Rodgers, Tomlin, home team, fade Tua, fade McDaniels. Yeah, I could see us getting to 3.5.
There's part of me that's terrified of betting the Dolphins and watching Tua try to rip that first laser through the cold, and it gets picked off and taken back for a touchdown, and I'm going to be like, damn it. Sure. I knew it was a dumb bet, yet I still made it anyway. I mean, we do have to drill home the fact that it's going to be 9 degrees,
yeah.
9 in Pittsburgh. So that's not great. I see that single-digit number right now, and I'm like, Do I really want to? Because obviously 10 is different than 20, which is different than 30, which is different than 40. Like comparing games that were 10 degrees and 30 degrees, it's just not the same. And we know that. I mean, we're Chicago guys. We're used to the cold. 10 is cold. 9 is cold. I mean, it's brutal. Go stand outside for 3 hours at 9 degrees. It's not
no,
fun.
No, man. No, not and fun. You say, and this team, you say we're this used to it? Team is soft. I'm not. I'll tell you, I'm not used to this. This is what they call bone chilling. So over the weekend here, it was around zero. And it's between that and later in the week when we're going to be like in the 30s, I cannot wait. Cannot wait. It does hit you different as you get older. I'm telling you, it does. Like, I could deal with this when I was younger. It was fine. But now I'm like, man, I can't. And then you come in and I know I'm warmed up. I've been inside for like 30 minutes. Why is this still impacting me? I walk outside in 0 degrees. I have a headache immediately. Like, it is brutal, man. Brutal. So, I mean, those players are going to feel it. These are professional athletes. I think it's a little bit different, but I'll tell you straight up, like, it's impacting me more at an older age. And I think these people that are going to these games, like these people that were at Bears Browns, you're out of your damn mind. I would eat it. Nope. Staying home. I will watch from home and I get to see the rest of these games, which turned out to be awesome. Like just seeing Bills Patriots alone was so much better than sitting watching a bad Bears Browns game and not feeling your face. Oh, no chance. You couldn't pay me to go out there.
To be fair, on your point, going out in the cold is worse for you. You also need foot surgery. So that probably doesn't help. Like
there are
you
a lot
in
of
the
issues.
Cold. Like that foot is probably barking when you step outside to begin with, like, let alone outside in the 10 degree weather.
Like, should I be going out around the house or throw out the garbage can? Should I be going to check on the pulled pork in shorts? Probably not. Sometimes barefoot, that's probably a bad idea. But that's, you know, that's my stupidity. That's the part I choose to leave out.
You did the pork? Did you do it finally?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that Saturday night into Sunday. So, yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
It cooks while you sleep. That's the way to do it, man.
Yeah, but then when I woke up, I'm like, oh, wait, I got to pull. I'm a little late on pulling it off, but a little late on wrapping it. So I was dealing with that. You know, it is so cold that it kept going. It went out a couple times. With like the air pops up, the temperature got too low. So getting it started in the beginning was a bit of a challenge because that's how freaking cold it is outside.
Yeah, but that smell, when you wake up in the morning and you walk downstairs, you can smell the pork permeating through the windows in the house. Like it comes in through the windows. It's one of the best smells. It is, unfortunately, you know, a little risky to run that smoker overnight when it's 5 degrees out or whatever. But look, that's how you build the smoker's character. You make it work through tough times.
It's all easier from here. Here on out, it's going to be so much easier moving forward. So yeah, that was pretty good. Maybe I would try a different method, different way here or there. But like the in-laws already asked, like, hey, do you mind doing pulled pork for Christmas? No, it's fine. Let's go. I want ribs too? Let's hop on some ribs.
You're such a ribs guy. I love it. Big ribs guy. Because every time you walk down the aisle now and you see the ribs, they speak to you, don't they?
Dude, every time I'm stopping, like we just had ribs. I'm like, but look, these look pretty good. Well, they're probably better at the other store. But yeah. I'm stopping every time. Before, I was rarely stopping at ribs. It's not even a thought. But now it's like, that's number one power ranking so far. Is that number one for you?
No, pulled pork's number one. Ribs right there, though. Two or three, I would think.
Okay.
Wait till baby's first brisket. You're going to love it. It's going to drive you insane, but it's all going to come out okay. Because the brisket will stall. It will just stop cooking. And then you start freaking out because the temp isn't going up. The internal temp just stops. But that's a brisket for you. Anyways, we'll do more on the game, obviously, when we find out where the room is. That's a big deal for us on a standalone game. But at this point in time, I am leaning to the Dolphins +3.
I'm there with you. And I think we might get to 3.5 later today. Yeah, very curious. Are they going to be on Rodgers after his performance and all that? That's going to be interesting. As far as everything that went down yesterday, man, I'm confounded by these Burrow comments. The guy doesn't seem like he really wants to play football right now. And it started earlier in the week, and you're thinking, okay, it's Burrow. He's going to be fine. And then he gets shut out. Like, that was not in the cards. This is a Ravens defense that has had a lot of struggles this year. But Cincinnati officially eliminated from the playoffs. Burrow throws two picks, no touchdowns. The guy just doesn't sound interested. I'm like, is this Carson Palmer all over again? Does he want to play somewhere else?
I bet +3. I hated it the whole way. The whole way.
Yeah. Certainly understand. We'll continue on the NFL. Case of the Mondays on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P. This is Betslitz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Can you do Case of the Mondays on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Because I have a feeling that that's what we're going to be doing here on Betslitz. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, thanks for hanging out with us on this Monday morning. And Case of the Mondays. Number of directions to go. Sam, where do you want to go today?
I'd like to start with our teammate, Ryan Horvat, if I can. Very, very, very funny story. So only hung out with Horvat once because he lives in D.C. I live in Boston. There's not a lot of synergy there. And I didn't really know Horvat until we started working at this network. So the last time I hung out with Horvat, he broke his collarbone at the bar. So let's just table that and remember that when we tell this story. So he was in Providence to go to a concert. And he hit me up on Thursday or Friday saying, I might come to Boston Sunday. To which I said, let's go. because I would love to get hammered with Horvat and just gossip about everything. So yeah. I've been looking forward to this. I got a bunch of texts from him at like 1 a.m. This would have been Saturday night into Sunday morning at 1:00, 1:30. It was a bunch of football bets, and I'll see you tomorrow, and I'll be there by 11. Okay. 11:00 rolls around. And I don't know if he meant he was getting on a train at 11 or he was going to be in Boston by 11. So at 11:05, I text his cell phone. It goes through, but I don't hear back. So I can't locate Ryan. I get a text from RyanHorvat7 at iCloud.com.
Don't put that out there.
Why? It's just his email. What? It's just an email address. Lost my phone in an Uber at 4 a.m. Might not make it out. Trying to track it down now. To which I said, of course. And then he says, I'm trying to track down the driver. He's doing find my phone from wherever he is. I'm assuming it's either hotel or coffee shop because he probably had to check out of his hotel room. So he's operating off his laptop now, clearly, to find his iPhone. I sent him an update, or I asked for an update a couple hours later, 1:30 or so. Did you find your phone? Question mark. No, I took a cab to where it says it is, and nobody's home. So that's the last I heard from Horvat. I don't know if he found the phone. I don't know if he's in Providence or in D.C. I have no idea, and I also don't know where to contact him. Do I text the iCloud or do I text the phone? I don't know.
His Friday tweets. I'm like, oh boy, this is the start of the weekend. Where are we going? How far are we going to go? And then he tweets the picture, which is a selfie of him wearing. How would you explain those glasses?
Oh, they're like Christmas goggles, like red goggles, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Horvy's awesome. he's something special. He was probably in a bad place again yesterday with that Packers loss to Denver. And now it's, 50-50 whether the Bears or Packers are going to end up winning that division. And I did talk to him last week, like after that Bears-Packers game. He's with me. He thinks the Bears are going to win that game. So that would be interesting and also put him in a very interesting spot. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to be on the air again or not. I don't know what exactly the situation is there because
he's on Thursday. He's on Thursday. But will he be only.
With who?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
He's also been on the schedule a whole lot. Okay.
Oh, Glassman.
So send it in's done. I saw that the other day. So that was the last send it in. All these shows seem to be ending at different times. A lot of things up in the air. And then you see things on the schedule, and then that really doesn't happen. So, yeah. Okay, he is on Thursday, and he's with the Glass Man. That makes sense. Because if he had a different co-host, I'd say, I don't think that's going to happen.
It's not going to be Evans. Confirmed.
It's definitely
will not be Evans. On top of the Packers loss, which we didn't even touch on, I know we know that it happened, but we didn't bring it up. Micah Parsons probably has a torn ACL.
Yeah.
That's a brutal blow. And they mortgaged a lot to get him in and propel themselves to a Super Bowl. I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl without Micah Parsons on the field. So that was not great. Case of the Mondays for you. What do you got? I got one more. We could save it for the back end.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be case of the Mondays all week long here on the show. And also Watson injury. That's big. Explosive player. He was really balling out recently with some huge plays for that offense. And we'll see how serious that injury is as well. So things not looking good for the Packers, as I've heard from all their entire fan base, said that Micah Parsons is held on every single play. Well, don't know that he's going to be on the field again. I was going to go with the Heisman. Maybe I shouldn't, but I was going to go with the Heisman for one reason, because obviously we haven't even got to it, the results yet, here in the first hour of the show. And I figured that would be the case with all the NFL love, with the buys being completely done. But I did want to get to Mendoza winning it. And look, I'm not saying He doesn't deserve it. But the case that I heard from a lot of voters that ended up going Mendoza alarmed me a little bit. He deserved it. I have no issues with it. He's on the number one team. He had a lot of those, quote, Heisman moments that we talk so much about. And I was frankly surprised, Sam, that he didn't take any region. He didn't take the West. He didn't take the South. SEC country was like, yeah, Mendoza's the dude, man. I don't know what to say. And then after that, it was kind of up in the air. It was there was quite a gap, but like there was quite a gap between Mendoza and everybody else. I thought it was going to be a lot closer than it was with Pavia. When I hear voters explain why they voted Mendoza, I'm not arguing against it, but I didn't like what I heard. And I say that because it sounds to me like the entire case for Mendoza to be the Heisman Trophy, according to those that were voting for him, was team success. I don't want the Heisman Trophy to turn into the NFL MVP. It didn't last year, but I am wondering if it's going to be moving forward with the expanded playoff. Like, I kind of think you're going to have to be a playoff team. It's usually a quarterback. Four of the last five, eight of the last 10, it's been quarterback. So we figured it was going to be this year, and that's what everybody figured. You know, you look since 2000, it's right around that marker of about 80% of the time it ends up being a quarterback. But I heard so much about the team success and this moment and that moment. I didn't hear much about the stats. I didn't hear much about this unbelievable game from beginning to end. And yes, I think it's certainly fair that they didn't have any awful performances. He brought them to a certain level, and then, not cut in time, he came through. All that is fair to bring up, but just hearing the explanation, Sam, I was a little bothered by the idea of team success was stressed again and again and again, and I'm worried that this is going to turn into the NFL MVP, and that's what's made it different. And, you know, Lamar Jackson at a school that didn't have the most success ends up winning it. Last year, of course, Travis Hunter ends up winning it. I'm worried that that's going to completely go away, and it's going to be like a quarterback on the top four team in the country.
Yeah, the best player in the country was Jeremiah Love, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. If I had a vote, I would have voted for him. He was the best player. You want to start a team? That's how I view it. Who do you want first? Who's your first pick? My pick would be Jeremiah Love in college, not Mendoza, because there's three other guys like him. There's not three other guys like Jeremiah Love. We also, though, we saw some real – what's the term that I can use? We saw Diego Pavia's true colors after the Heisman ceremony. Woo! He literally put on Instagram, F all the voters – .. family for life. It's like, okay, it's a strange post to make. And that's like him and his family throwing up gang signs in New York. I'm like, oh, great. That's what we want. Maybe we overestimated how much the voters didn't like, or we underestimated how much the voters didn't like Pavia and everything that comes with Pavia. You know, the mom and the brothers getting arrested and all that. I got a text from somebody who voted for the Heisman. He mm-hmm. sent me that and goes, that's why I didn't vote for him. And I'm like, oh, okay. That makes wow. sense. Checks out.
Yeah. And then I assume you saw the video clips of him clubbing in New York City Saturday night.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. There's video clips of him clubbing in New York after losing out to the Heisman. And he had a sign. It looked like kind of like a wrestling title belt, and in LED going across it said F Indiana. So add that to the list.
Cool.
Yeah. Awesome, cool. Bro.
Yeah. You look great. You look there great was, with your chains.
There was a Pavia thing that made me cry in a good way because I couldn't stop laughing. It was a side-by-side of Pavia and then the pig with the fade.
It's very funny.
And then I started thinking about Nadu. And then I started laughing harder because I know because we've seen that go around when it comes to Nadu's haircut. Oh, man. That did make me laugh, at least. And we're looking for those laughs right now. But
yeah. Well, I heard that if we wore jewelry like Pavia, we may have kept our jobs because that's the trend that I've heard. You got to wear chains like that to keep your jobs.
Oh, man. Is it? Bigger footprint.
Just a rumor
that
I heard.
Yeah.
You get more followers that way. Yep.
I heard that.
I think you should save the clip.
One.
Okay. Yeah, well, we don't have enough time. I brought audio for this one, so maybe we could just move this to lightning bets. Easier that way.
I know what it is. You don't want to just jam this into the final minute of the segment for sure. I think that one needs a little room to breathe. Joe O, Sammy P, coming up on the other side. Our buddy Jason LaConfora to talk about everything going down in the NFL. Whew, huge storylines yesterday. Huge ramifications. We will get to that in Monday morning market moves next hour as well. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.